The views, comments, and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of Morris Media Studios, MorrisMediaLive.com, or its affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Yo, 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 welcome back to the Only Hip Hop Show with the Only Hip Hop Squad.
Squad, what it is.
Yeah, this is the Lyrical Renegade, LeRon Pierce, you know what I mean? I was the one that found the show and host the show. You know, we're on the all-new improved show, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to D-Spank.
Yeah, yeah.
What it do, man?
What's going down, LP?
Chilling like a villain, man. You know, Aisha Nubian couldn't make it, so hope everything is all right. You know what I mean? She'll be back next week. So, yeah, so this is the new improved hip-hop show, and unfortunately, one of our co-hosts, Sean August, left the show. So then we have D-Spank here, who's the interim co-host for now, and until we get a permanent co-host. And welcome back, D-Spank. You know what I mean? I see you were doing your thing, man, on Instagram and WWE events and everything. Tell us all about what about that, man. Just
My closeout to 2019 has been I'd say a roller coaster, kind of. It's been a lot going on, bro. Yeah. I'd say starting from December 27th all the way to New Year's Eve, bro, I was booked up. Like, I say, I had a funeral to go to. I had a function to go to. I had an event. Like you said, I had the WWE show I went to, New Year's Eve party. So, yeah, I've been tied up.
Man, that's crazy, man. I noticed that you were part of a show called Sound Central, the movie.
Yeah, Sound Central Love. Yeah,
Sound Central Love. I'm sorry. And one of the co-stars of the show that also has a show here, which is Screaming Bossy, better known as Mama D on the show.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to be on BET this year, man.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. My director, Christina Cooper, had texted me, told us that we got the deal. We will be on the network coming, I say, sometime in February. That's when it's scheduled. It's announced around by Valentine's Day because it's called South Central Love. So, yeah, we got the deal now for 2020. We're going to kick off the year. And we also going to be streaming on BET Plus. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
man. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I know you guys work hard for that, man. And you guys stay tuned for the show, man. We'll be back on a break real quick. And see you guys in a second.
Yeah, I've been down, running back, running back. I'm a pussy, I'm a mission, running back. So I knock a pussy out, knock it out, knock it out.
Christmas morning.
Hey, bro, what'd you get?
I got me some Pumas. Oh, Merry Christmas, Mama. Yeah.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Hey, bro, what'd you get? What'd you get?
Oh, I got me an Xbox. Oh, yeah. 2K finna go
up. Oh, snap. We at the park.
I knew you would like it. I knew that was your favorite.
Fashion Nova for Men gift card. Okay, what'd you?
Mm-hmm. You thought I wasn't gonna get it, did you?
Oh, we have a photo shoot.
Merry Christmas.
Been FaceTime all my girls. Yeah. And we got Jay's, bro. Got me the new J's, the breads, got the bread.
Oh, go ahead, baby. Enjoy yourself. It's the holidays.
On the fits, though.
We finna kill them when we go back to school, bro.
Oh, got me some fits. Got me some fits. Yeah.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back to the Only Hip Hop Show with the Only Hip Hop Squad.
Squad.
Shout out to everybody that's tuning in, man. So 2019 has been a hell of a year, man, for everybody, but except for me, man. I took so many losses this year. I'm just speaking the truth on my behalf. I know everybody took wins and everything. Everybody go through stuff, but I mean, I took a whole bunch of losses this year. But anyways, speaking of losses, man, we lost a lot of music icons and legends, man. Shout out to Juice WRLD, who died on December 8th, man. That one was just... At 21 years old, man, that's crazy, man. But we lost John Witherspoon, who died on October 29th, man. Whoever is a Friday fan, you know what I mean, man.
It don't matter if it's Friday, Wayans Brothers, right. Like Boomerang, Boondocks.
Boomerang.
It was, man, that one hit me for sure. Yeah, I say to close out the year.
Talk about it.
I mean, John Witherspoon was, I say, one of those entertainment like icons that I grew up on. Like, literally, for those of us that, you know, didn't have like a consistent father, or for those of us that had like, you know, that goofy uncle, or just like that grandfather, like, who didn't even have a grandfather growing up, like, he was literally like that household staple, because I can definitely say he had an impact on me that, like, it stuck, bro. Like, he kind of had a lot to deal with my comedic, you know, characteristics, and, you know, the things that I carry into my skits or whatnot. Like, a lot of his comedy, I kind of, like, you know, it rubbed off on me.
Man, he's always inspired me, man, because, you know, all these quotes, you know what I mean, talk about the pussy line, and then using your fist, and I was just like, damn. She was here to give.
When I was at Taste of Soul, 2019, I actually when I first met SZA, she kind of like had an outfit that kind of like, you know, coordinated with mine. So I told her, I was like, you know, you got to coordinate. You see, me and SZA, we out here coordinating. So that was a John Witherspoon line. So definitely like RP to him. The Juice WRLD situation, that, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, be fake and say I was a big fan or anything like that.
I'm not,
like,
a fan either.
You know, I heard a couple of his songs, but still, at the fact of him being 21 and, you know, this the situation of how his life, I was blown away. And I just sent my condolences to him and his family. You know, prayers up for sure.
Yeah, and we also lost Cameron Boyce, who died on July 6th.
Yeah.
This one hits home. John Singleton.
He passed away most on definitely.
April 29th, man. He brought us Boys in the Hood and
Poetic Justice.
Man.
Baby Boy.
I was just watching Baby Boy the other day, you know what I mean? Because it's funny because I was watching, boy. Now we also, because there was a line that Jody, Tyrese play, said when Rodney was in jail, and then calling him a B word and all that. And my favorite part was after Yvette was telling all Jody info, and he was like, I don't want to hear that shit. That part was hilarious, man.
I just love the fact that John Singleton represented South Central to the fullest. You know, he gave the Crenshaw District a light. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He put a light on our area, because we didn't have no directors. It was people that might have wanted to come in the area because they wanted to use, you know, the landmark and the environment and the community just to kind of tell their stories. But he told our stories.
Right.
You know, he gave people information of how life in South Central is, you know, whether it's in the district or just in any parts of L.A. or just in any ghetto, honestly. Like, so much love and respect to John Singleton, most definitely. Snowfall was one of his last, I say, projects that he put together. And shout outs to my boy, Jordan Jones. He's my castmate on South Central Love. He was a part of Snowfall. So
nice.
Yeah.
And last but not least, I'm in tears, man. This one breaks my heart. It breaks my heart because I know this dude personally, and I grew up with a lot of gang members in Horace Mann days, you know what I mean, College Ready days. I don't even want to speak about my high school days, but, you know, I met this dude at Roscoe's, man, and he knew who I was, and I usually take care of his meals and everything, like take care of his orders, and he was cool, you know what I mean? But and those you guys don't know, I'm talking about Nipsey Hussle, man. That hits home. Because he's not just some stranger that nobody knows. He was well known in the hood, since Crenshaw District,
man.
Everywhere. He was well known everywhere.
He got
respected in Watts. He got respected everywhere in the country. So for him to pass on like that, it just breaks my heart.
I got so many Nip stories. I don't even know where to start, honestly, because I got to see this man literally like rise, you know.
Right.
I got to see him at the beginning stages of his growth, you know. I say like 2010 was the first time I ever seen him perform. It was at Toys in the Hood, at the LA Convention Center. It was this Christmas charity event. And true story, there was tables set up by the door while he was performing, and it was his merch. It was the Crenshaw shirts. But this was before the Marathon clothing was a brand. This is when he used to get the Crenshaw logos printed on Shaka T-shirts. And the person that sold me my first Crenshaw shirt was Fats. I have, that was when the Crenshaw shirts was $40, and I bought an all white tee with the navy blue Crenshaw logo. And I remember seeing him at Crenshaw High. You know, he had a basketball game that he did with Trinidad James. Man, I would honestly say when it came time for the service, you know, when he had his last victory lap, everybody was, you know, doing their thing, trying to get tickets and, you know, go to the Staples Center. I said the only way I would feel justified to say my goodbyes to this man is if I stood on Crenshaw and Slauson for his last victory lap, because that's where most of my time with him was spent. So that was the closure that I needed, honestly.
Yeah, and now the marathon store is closed down, and Nipsey wouldn't want that to be closed down like that because of his birthday and celebration and everything. And on a brighter side for a marathon clothing store, it's actually open in NYC, right, in New York City.
Yeah, they had a pop-up in New York.
Yeah. So, I mean, shout out to the marathon store.
And then they actually took Sloss and Bruce with them. They dressed them up in a Santa Claus suit, and they took them out to New York.
Yeah.
And they just did something recently at, I think it was like Bayou Grill in Inglewood. They just recently had an event out there. Like, excuse me?
For the holidays?
Yeah, for the holidays. And then they had the Sloss and Bruce shirts. They had them little, the t-shirts and I think the sweatshirts that they were selling. And shout out to the 13,000 orders that they just shipped out too, because they were stacked up on online orders. So they just started like shipping around the holidays. So I know some people that got they merch.
Yeah, man. So this is a short list, but you know, it was a lot of these guys just made a huge impact and left us, you know, history in hip hop, man. And they will all be missed, man. And hopefully we don't lose any more this year. You know what I mean? Because we can't handle the pressure to lose any more people, especially the legendary ones that paved the way for all of us to listen to hip hop, or even just into generations after generations. You know what I'm saying? And I guess we're gonna go ahead and take a good break, and then we'll be right back. I guess we're gonna go ahead and start. Since we're going to break, I guess we're gonna go ahead and start the Fire Retire. So we're gonna go ahead and play this song called, well, it's actually part of a group that I am. I'm in. Shout out to Spiffy Uno and Max Slim. It's called All Night Gang, and the song is called Love Myself. And a lot of people would. I'll just play the song. We'll be back.
Yeah. All Night Gang.
All Night Gang.
Gang Night Off, Foofy.
Gang Night Off, Foofy.
Yeah. Mira como hables con papá.
Oh no, oh no, oh no. Yo, they can't stop me, oh no. We get it poppin' for sure. Homie still flocking, you know. They block her, they pocket your door. The gang is all night, then my bros. Intruders, they copy our codes. The crew leave you sloppy like Joe. Like, move y'all, they want me, my job.
Hey, let a motherfucker tell me they tryna get it poppin'. I promise you I'm about to wild out. Yeah, I get aggressive with the weapon. I promise they'll regret it. Like, who the fuck you thought you called out? Yeah, hey, it's definite evidence that a treacherous preference be the reason that they fall out. Yeah, I was cooking and chefing it. They got caught with embezzlement. Here's a lesson, you get chalked out.
Slow down.
Hey, I'm from South Central. What you mean you tryna compromise?
Whoa now.
Go ahead, separate me from the rest. Man, I'm used to being ostracized.
No clown.
Hey, I'm really out for success, bro. I'm getting to the money.
I'm a real life
king and I love myself. Can't nobody do it for me.
Hey, I'm a whole ass king. Shit, I love myself, yeah. Angie, I got a cold ass kid. I'm the mud, I done drug myself, nigga. Hey, I done did some cold ass things. That was then, I don't judge myself, look. I'm locked in and I don't have cares. I can't be pushing all because myself, let's go. I'm a whole ass kid. Shit, I love myself, look. Angie, I got a cold ass kid. I'm the mud, I done drug myself, nigga. Hey, I done did some cold ass things. That was then, I don't judge myself, look. I'm locked in and I don't have cares. I can't be pushing all because myself.
Give myself, I'm already that. Being authentic with steady facts. I'm gifted with so many talents. I never fold, never lose my balance. Uno told me switch it up, accept the challenge. Nigga test me, you receive the damage. I'm the renegade king, I love myself. That's the thug in me, it's LP, who else? Motherfucker, please, I don't need validation. Ask me where I'm from, like I need confirmation. Test my gangsta, about to be a violation. If I had to do it then, it would be annihilation. I might be living this, but I'm no Keith Lee. It might be very smart, but I'm too deep in the streets. I'm the type of motherfucker that will hurt my enemies. Let me remind y'all, I just killed the melodies. Whoa, just shut up and listen. I just remember that I had a vision that I would blow up from the rap scene. Find my way to a beautiful black queen. Wait, A&G about to blow away people. Kill the competition on ground zero. Laugh at your bosses while eating sour Skittles. Hit them with the broke Derek like Matt Riddle. Bro.
Shit, I love myself, yeah. A&G, I got a cold ass cash. Off the mud, I done drug myself, nigga. Hey, I done did some cold ass things. That was then, I don't judge myself, look. I'm locked in and I don't have cares. I kept me pushing all because myself, let's go. I'm a whole ass cash. Shit, I love myself, look. A&G, I got a cold ass cash. Off the mud, I done drug myself, nigga. Hey, I done did some cold ass things. That was then, I don't judge myself, look. I'm locked in and I don't have cares. I kept me pushing all because myself.
We are taught to survive. I'm from the trenches, is loud. You gotta open your eyes. Niggas be letting them fly. Gotta focus on mine. I can't erase in no time. You gotta open your mind, before they open your mind. How you niggas dangerous? Can't nobody vouch. You got a bag, but you sleeping on somebody couch. Messy niggas putting words in somebody mouth. Can't tell me shit, cause I been listening, Johnny out.
Hey, I'm a whole ass kid. Shit, I love myself, yeah. A&G, I got a cold ass cash. Off the mud, I done drug myself, nigga. Hey, I done did some cold ass things. That was then, I don't judge myself, look. I'm locked in and I don't
welcome
have
back
cares.
To the Only Hip Hop Show with the Only Hip Hop Squad.
Squad.
You know what I mean? So I got a question for y'all, D-Spank Sada. So with that being said, with the song Love Myself, how did you guys feel about the song?
I definitely could say I love the confidence in verses, because, like, I don't know about how other people, you know, criticize or judge music, but, like, what I look for, honestly, in music, I look for character, confidence, and I also look for, you know, somebody that can tell a good story with like how they deliver they verses. Like, I like energy, you know, because I'm an energetic person,
right?
And I definitely felt the energy in that song. I definitely felt, you know, I felt the potential, you know. I dig it. I like the song. I'm gonna say that for sure, because I know for a stage performance, I can tell that song will bring a lot of good energy, and it'll bring a lot of, like, what's the word I'm looking for? It will bring the spirits up in people. So I dig that song.
Did you know that was me on the second verse?
Yeah, definitely.
What'd you think about my verse, man?
No, because, I mean, you were animated, and that's what I like. I like animation. Like, I like somebody that doesn't just sound like they're reading off a paper when they're just looking at their phone. Like,
low Q, I mean, Sada, you want to speak?
Yeah. Well, personally, what I look for in a good song is I listen to the beat first, because you initially just... Hi, everyone. My name is Sada. I'm the coordinator for the Only Hip Hop Show. I'm just on here today because our co-host, Ish, is unavailable, but she'll be back next week. But anyway, yes, so we have the Fire and Retire segment, and that was the first song off the Fire and Retire segment. And personally, what I listen for in a song is the beat. Initially, that is what's going to make you want to keep the song or change the next track, because you first hear the beat and it pulls you in. And I really, really enjoyed the beat. And then I also liked how you had the little Busta Rhyme. You know, I appreciated that. I appreciated that. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
And if you want me to be 1,000% honest, when it comes to music, they got 30 seconds to a minute to grab me.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
If the song don't grab me within 30 seconds to a minute, I'm over it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let me say something about my verse real quick. So so my boy Spiffy Uno, he's known for, like, spinning rap fast and shit. If you guys don't know who Spiffy Uno is, he is a guy who I engineer a lot of his music to, and he actually was signed to a label at one point, and he's actually doing some big things out there in the South Central, and he actually told me, you know, I just have to do with this verse, and you got to spit way harder than you never spit hard bars before. So when I came across, I was actually going for a Pusha T flow type feel, and then a Tech N9ne type of feel, because I listened to those guys, especially Tech N9ne, and that verse was just out of nowhere, and I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and snap on this motherfucker, and it came about, and I was loved it, and everybody, when I played it for everybody, they said that shit is fucking dope. That is one of your best verses you ever wrote and ever wrote or ever spit. So I appreciate everybody that listened to that, and Max Slim, you know, he has a project coming out next week. It's called The Process. You know, it's very first project out of the members of A&G. You know what I'm saying? But shall we go to another song, or what are we going to do?
We can bring that back. Now let's talk about the what we're going to do as far as the auditions.
You want to talk about it? We can talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
All right. Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Once again, my name is Sada from the Only Hip Hop Show. I'm actually the coordinator for the Only Hip Hop Show. I'm usually behind the scenes, but because we're short-staffed this Sunday, I will initially just kind of take over to let you guys know what's going on. So, as you know, our old co-host, Sean August, has decided to part ways with the show. We want to let him know that we appreciate him, everything that he's done. He's put in time for the show. And, wish him the best on his new endeavors. So we are looking for a new host to co-host with Aisha Nubian. We are looking for a hip-hop head. These are the qualifications that we're looking for. You must be a hip-hop head. You have to know your hip-hop culture. That is a plus. You have to know your hip-hop culture. I'm talking about as far as like, I need you to know who the original members of the new leaders of the new school. Who was in the new leaders of the new school? Do you know?
I can't
give
remember.
Give me one person that you know. Okay.
I know Busta, but
okay. But things of that nature, Tribe Called Quest, you Q-tip. Need to know who we need you to know your culture. We need you to know your culture. Mm-hmm. 21 and over will be better, but we will possibly, depending on 18 plus, depending on, you know, how mature you are, how cool you are. But we prefer 21 and over. We want you to have an outgoing personality, not afraid to speak your mind. We do get real here in the field. It does get real in the field. So we want to make sure that you are not shy, and being able to talk, to be personable at the same time, to bring viewers in, to have people to relate to you. You want to be able to do that as well. Just be comfortable on camera. Have a great personality where people can feel your energy through the camera. We also have the founder of the show, El Pizzle. El Pizzle. El Pizzle for Shizzle. So, LP, do you have anything that do you have anything to say regarding what we're looking for? Anything else to add to that?
You know what? The only hip hop squad to me was we had like a team.
Well, yeah. Quickly, just tell us about the background of the show. Like, tell us about how this got started. Let's talk about that. To give the viewers a little bit, so that way they can understand a little bit more what we're looking for.
First of all, rest in peace, Johnny Morris. He was the one that I worked with. He was my mentor and my boss, actually, because we worked at RMC. And I was actually just working on shows, and he was just like, he put me to the side one day. He was like, "Do you want to do a show here?" And I'm just like, "That's a good idea." Never thought about it, because I'm not really a radio guy type of person. I'm just a hip hop artist trying to make it, and you know what I mean. But so me and him came up with the name The Hip Hop Show. So we have a lot of guests on there. My first guest was Alric, and I was like the only person that was the host and played a lot of hip-hop music sped up and everything, so to avoid the copyright issues. And and then I met Vader from a Generation Radio show, and we actually talked, and he wanted me to interview him on the show, and he was my first guest of 2015, and he introduced me to a guy named Dane Diesel, who was the first coordinator of the show. And in the midst of all that, when we put social media purposes, we put The Only Hip Hop Show. But it was actually the hip hop show, but everybody's calling it The Only Hip Hop Show. So the next week after Vader, I actually interviewed Sean August, and Dane Diesel came in, and he brought his photographer Rashard 90302, better known as Rasha Falon. And things was history. We went to after that, I just announced the team, which is all four of us, you know what I mean? We made it work. And I talked to White Jade, a.k.a. Kiefer Smotherland, and it was it. And then we also have a female co-host, which is Cat Nine, Catherine, if you guys don't know. She brings a lot to the table, and we were the team. We were it. And then we just called ourselves The Only Hip Hop Squad. And then people were just saying, like, The Only Hip Hop Show, and we were just... go ahead and call The Only Hip Hop Show, and just things was history from there. And unfortunately, things fall apart for 2015 when Cat Nine had got pregnant, and she had the baby and everything. She never came back, and we had to find somebody, and then we found Chrissy B, who also owns Nina Deuce, if you guys don't know. And and after that, just after 2016, we were just taking over the damn thing. You know what I mean? We're interviewing like Glasses Malone, Jag, Raz Kaz, AMG. If you guys don't know who AMG is, he's part of...
That's a part of the hip-hop culture. AMG. You must know who AMG
bitch
is.
Bitch better have my money.
Bitch, right. You have to know.
Yeah, so... and shout out... And also... Chuck Dizzle came from Chuck Dizzle.
Oh.
Chuck Dizzle from Homegrown Radio. He stopped by from the show real quick, check out everything. We interview Quiz. Just list, just to name a few. And the fact that, you know, the show was going so well, and then we actually interviewed Rhodey Rose and G.I. Joe OMG from All Many In, and it was just crazy. It was a team, and then we had Scrap, you know what I mean? My cousin Pete, you know, I'm actually gonna bring him back on the show once I talk to him again. He was supposed to come back last year, but it is what it is. So yeah, we were just a team, and then we had Joe Myers doing all the back work behind the scenes and recording the footage while we were doing the show, and we had a team. And Janelle as well, that brought us these guests, you know what I mean, Raz Kaz, and was this close about to get corrupt though, but you know, it is what it is. But yeah, so the show just falling apart since RMC got closed down, and we tried to do the show here again in 2017. Things didn't work out. And then things just fall apart when Chrissy B left the show, and Rashard left the show, and then Cat Nine came back, and then yeah, and she left again, only for that one day, and then this we have finally had on Aisha Nubian, and Sada, who's the coordinator now, and now Sean August was the last Only Hip Hop Show member and left the show, and I was heartbroken, you know what I mean, because he was the last one that held it down for the show, and you know what I mean, it is what it is, you know what I mean. Enough of all that, man. We the Only Hip Hop Squad, man. Just me and Aisha Nubi and Sada. You know, we got our interim co-host for now, D-Spank, you know what I'm saying? So how did you feel about the whole situation, D-Spank, about what I just explained for the show and everything about this history of the Only Hip Hop Show?
Man, it sounds like y'all done been through it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
I'm going to just be 1,000. It sound like, man, I don't even think you could put that into film yet.
Man, imagine if we're going to do a documentary to this shit.
Right.
It'll be a whole different story. Go ahead.
Also, too, the whole point of what we're trying to do is become the Breakfast Club of Los Angeles. So we need to be able to have people that are consistent, people that are professional, and people that want to possibly make, you know, you want to make this your career, because we do plan on taking things to the top. Mm-hmm. People that are personable, that we're able to talk to, constructive criticism. We just want to be able to, you know, be equally yoked, as my mother used to say, equally yoked, meaning that you want to have somebody that's on the same wavelength. I want to be able to make it. You have a team that's wanted, that wants to make it. So we'll go ahead and just make it happen. And that's what we're pretty much we're looking for. We want somebody with consistency, somebody that's personable, and somebody that wants to win. Because 2020, we're going to fucking win. And then that's it. That's it. So if you guys are interested, we're going to hold auditions next Sunday. And we have, we're going to hold auditions here at the studio next Sunday. Go ahead, please DM us at The Only Hip Hop Show, Facebook, message us. And then we'll get back to you if you have any questions. But we're going to have auditions here next Sunday. We're off of Crenshaw 43rd, private studio, Morris Media. So we're going to have auditions here. What time next Sunday?
Next Sunday, I believe we can start at...
like 2, 3?
Maybe.
Yeah, 2, 3. So about 2:30 next Sunday. We're going to start auditions. We're probably going to do it for about 2 weeks so that way we can make sure that we have all of the candidates. And we're asking for you to be an LA native. If you are not, that is fine. But we just want somebody that knows the city from the ground up. So that's what it is. So once again, we have auditions, live auditions, next Sunday, 2:30. Here at the studio. If you have any questions, don't forget DM us at The Only Hip Hop Show on Instagram or message us at The Only Hip Hop Show Facebook. All right.
All right. So let's go ahead and continue with more of the Fire Retire. So, oh, that's what I forgot to tell y'all. So for the Love Myself track, Fire or Retire?
I'm gonna say Fire.
I'm going to agree to that. I'm going to say Fire.
I would say Fire, too. Okay, so the next one, shout out to Lavelle Streets, man. I know he's been doing his thing and shit, man. He's been grinding for a long time. So he got this song called London Freestyle. So we go ahead and check it out. We'll be coming. We'll be right back.
Fake star with the wife.
Yeah. On top. Duct tape, nigga. Yeah. Look, lately my mind is what I've been out of. Yeah. Ain't going hard cause they done lowered the bar like it's happy hour. Yeah. Tweeted in the karma macchiato. Yeah. I'd rather pull up with some bras, big car on them Forgiatos. They been on that Debbie Downer, I've been on that little Debbie. Yeah. I heard for the cake, see my face, yeah, nigga ready. Ain't nothing promise, I done seen it, how they treat us early. The only thing they guarantee is what's the cemetery. Fuck it, then I'm going north, son, with the sliced pork. Ham on these niggas when I'm on the mic, boy. Yeah. Ham on these niggas when I'm in the streets, too. Yeah. Appetite for success, gotta eat, too. Yeah, took a couple shots with the seafood. I just let her talk a lot while I be cool. Late night at the house, brought the freak through. Yeah. She gave me top, turned her mouth to a preschool. Whole lot of kids, whoa, on the shit. I ain't finna slow down the whip. Whoa, as I drift, cruising on 100 miles per hour, burning gas with the pedal. On my way to touching them bags like I'm handling luxury. Now look, why lie? It's my time, I'm quite fly. Yeah. Take a leap of faith and sky dies. Say bye bye, got them quite high when I ride. Cause only lines as crazy as mines is outside of Popeyes. Yeah. For that pile of chicken, we ain't politicking. They was not conditioned for this type of vision. Know what I envision? You just gotta listen to a nigga who done been this great. I ain't sipping no more liquor unless it's grenade. Baby at the crib waiting, she like getting babe. Only time she recommend me leaving is to get us paid. And I feel the same. Keep playing, thinking this shit a game. Made a plan, wiggle within the maze. And they get amazed, cause they know that I've been on one. Life story and lyrics, my former unsung. Took a trip out of Paris, it wasn't London. With J way deep in the desert, we talking lump sums. Wealth and prosperity in abundance. I'm shining this been a parent, might get a sun ton. Give me that mic in the record, I'm going dumb, 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 dummy. Yeah. Duct tape. On top. Yeah.
All right. Welcome back to the Only Hip Hop Show with the Only Hip Hop Squad. So that was Lavelle Streets called London Freestyle. So Sada, tell me what you think.
Where did I hear that beat from? Me at the London. Where did I've heard that beat somewhere. That was a remix beat. Where did I hear
I
that from?
I think so. I don't know.
That definitely was a remix beat.
Yeah, okay. It was a remix beat. Okay. I remember, like I said earlier, the beat pulls me in, and that's initially what pulled me in. The lyric that said, turn her mouth into a preschool, though, was...
that was a little bit too X-rated for me.
It was a bit intense, but hey, that's what
that shit was a little too raw.
I say fire.
Oh no, it was fire for sure. Yeah, but I'm just saying the bars and that, the metaphors and shit was just like sheesh.
I would say fire too, you know what I mean? I mean, I've heard a lot of Lavelle Street songs before, you know what I mean? Lavelle can actually spit, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, but this one right here, he just killed it right there, you know what I mean? He killed it. So I would say fire too, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Lavelle Streets, congratulations, man. That shit is fire.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so... So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Luke 1. Hi. Oh, hey. What it do, friend? I'm just over here going over some plays with my friend, Mikael. Uh-huh. That's right, friend. Because you see, when you ask for God's guidance, he'll show you the way. And he'll make it plain for you, just like football, and show it to you step by step and play by play. But you see, friend, when he show you the plays, you got to be obedient. Don't get in the game, try to do your own thing, because you will get flagged and removed immediately. Now, I need you to have a bomb day, friend. But remember, with God's guidance, you will never be led astray. So if you feeling lost and confused, holler at your big homie and let him show you the steps, play by play. Hey.
All right, welcome back to the Only Hip Hop Show with the Only Hip Hop Squad.
Wait, shout out to East. Shout out to Aisha Nubian with had Nikhil from the Los Angeles Rams in that video. We see you, East. Working girl, we see you. Hey, yeah, friend. Yeah,
most deaf.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to close it out. You know what I'm saying? Want to appreciate D Spain for holding it down for the show one time. You know
what I'm
saying?
Appreciate y'all for having me. You feel me? Appreciate y'all.
Yeah. So tell us where they can find you.
Instagram, Twitter @_DSpank. Snapchat, it's DSpank91. Make sure y'all tune in. BET 2020, this Valentine's Day, you know, South Central Love the Movie. Also streaming on BET Plus app, you feel me? Yeah, more skits coming. I got more content. Got more people I'm collabing with. Just was linking up with my boy Watomi Kwan from Wildin' Out today. We just did a little project today. Shout outs to me and LaDon too. We just got some work in. We got more on the way. So, yeah.
Shout out to Watomi Kwan though. I used to buy his barbecue dinners. So shout out to
I was actually about to talk to bro today about that. Yeah, it has slipped my mind, but
dinners off of there at his house.
Yeah, I know. He
shout out what's up, Watts homie?
Yeah, shout out to Watts up Mickey, his brother too. You feel me? He doing this thing on Fuse TV with Baron Davis. You know the Baron Davis show.
Yeah.
But yeah, just look out. You know what I'm saying? It's 2020 vision all year, so we gonna stay focused.
Yeah, speaking of Watomi Kwan, I went to school with him, man. He was really talented. And shout out to Watomi Kwan. I mean, what's up, Mickey? What it do, cuz?
Yep.
Oh, man, OG Crip cuz. You know what I mean? We got to get OG Crip cuz on the show.
We
got to
get OG Crip cuz on the show, absolutely.
Yeah, so I appreciate everybody tuning in to the show. You know what I mean? You know, Aisha Nubian couldn't make it. You know, she'll be back next week, hopefully. Hopefully everything's okay with her. And, shout out to D Spank once again for holding it down and
appreciate y'all.
Sada, our coordinator, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to me. L motherfucking
absolutely. L Pizzle for Shizzle.
So don't forget, we got the auditions coming up at 2:00 next Sunday, you know what I'm saying? Before the show starts at 6, you know what I'm saying? Stay tuned in to we're gonna get our website coming up pretty soon. You know, the Only Hip Hop Show.
Some big things in the work. You guys are gonna be super excited. We have some big things in the work. We are literally about to take Los Angeles over. We are going to become the Breakfast Club of Los Angeles. So shout out to Charlamagne, Angela Yee, DJ Envy, we coming for you.
Facts, my nigga.
Yep.
All right, so tune in next week. We'll be right back. And yeah, and love yourself. That's what I would do.
Buddy, do it for me.
I'm a whole ass kid. Shit, I love myself, yeah. A&G, I got a cold ass kid. Off the mud, I done drug myself, nigga. Hey, I done did some cold ass things. That was then, I don't judge myself, look. I'm locked in and I don't have cares. I kept it pushing all because myself, let's go. I'm a whole ass kid. Shit, I love myself, look. A&G, I got a cold ass kid. Off the mud, I done drug myself, nigga. Hey, I done did some cold ass things. That was then, I don't judge myself. I'm locked in and I don't have cares. I kept it pushing off because myself.
Give myself, I'm already that. Being authentic with steady facts. I'm gifted with so many talents. I never fold, never lose my balance. Uno told me switch it up, accept the challenge. Nigga test me, you receive the damage. I'm the renegade king, I love myself. That's the thug in me, it's LP, who else? Motherfucker please, I don't need validation. Ask me where I'm from, like I need confirmation. Test my case, about to be a violation. I had to do it then, it would be annihilation. I might be living this, but I'm no Keith Lee. It might be very smart, but I'm too deep in the streets. I'm the type of motherfucker that will hurt my enemies. Let me remind y'all, I just killed the melodies. Whoa, just shut up and listen. I just remember that I had a vision that I would blow up from the rap scene. Find my way to a beautiful black queen. Wait, A&G about to blow away people. Kill the competition on ground zero. Laugh at your bosses while eating sour Skittles. Hit them with the broke Derek like Matt Riddle. Bro.
Shit, I love myself, yeah. A&G, I got a cold ass kid. Off the mud, I done drug myself, nigga. Hey, I done did some cold ass things. That was then, I don't judge myself, look. I'm locked in and I don't have cares. I kept it pushing all because myself, let's go. I'm a whole ass kid. Shit, I love myself, look. A&G, I got a cold ass kid. Off the mud, I done drug myself, nigga. Hey, I done did some cold ass things. That was then, I don't judge myself, look. I'm locked in and I don't have cares. I kept it pushing all because myself.
We are taught to survive. I'm from the trenches, it's loud. You gotta open your eyes. Niggas be letting them fly. Gotta focus on mine. I can't be wasting no time. You gotta open your mind before they open your mind. How you niggas dangerous? Can't nobody vote. You got a bag, but you sleeping on somebody's couch.